There's one lesson that changed my life the most. There's one lesson that changed my life the most. Any professional success I've experienced, I owe it to this lesson. But I also owe it credit for profound improvements to my relationships, to my physical health, to my financial health, to my outlook, and even to the very happiness I'm fortunate enough to experience. There's one lesson that changed my life the most, and I want to share it with you. It came to me on an autumn day from an unexpected place. At the time, I found myself at the lowest point I had experienced in all my life. Things were falling apart for me at work. I was overworked, stressed, tired, and had no clue what to do about it. My relationship was in dire straits as well, amidst loss and family turmoil. And the general optimism I'd felt throughout my entire life had given way to a profound melancholy that can only come from a deep disillusionment. To seeing this shadow side of life that I had never experienced until that point. And on that autumn day, I sat beside a small man with a weathered face who listened to me as I opened up about my problems. A stranger to me, but in that moment I felt like he could see directly into the core of my being. He quietly listened, nodded, and sat for several minutes in silence after I had emptied everything off my chest. And then he spoke. He said, "Your biggest problem is that you wish you didn't have your problems." He locked eyes with me, an easy smile spread across his face. He stood up and he walked away. Your biggest problem is that you wish you didn't have your problems. You have problems. I have problems. We got them at home. We got them at work. But within the very essence of this situation that we all find ourselves in is the possibility of a reorientation that is nothing short of life-changing. You can spend your vital energy wishing for things to be easier, or you can spend it making yourself better. You can give yourself the space to mentally house complaints and arguments about what's happening out there, or you can turn your focus toward what's happening in here, in yourself. You can let the stresses and challenges diminish your power, or you can use them to cement your influence and your impact by the way in which you gracefully cope with the things that you cannot solve and skillfully solve the things that you can. You can let your problems bring you down and chip away at your well-being, or you can see them as the very stone that sharpens the axe, as the weights you lift to get stronger, as the experiences you live to get wiser, as the training in becoming the person you know you can be. It is a choice. This reorientation is a choice. And this choice is nothing short of life-changing. Is nothing short of life-changing.